I would like to ask again about labeling, about thinking. So I have tried to put the labeling like, or recognizing that I'm thinking, but it always came such a word like planning, or when I have been seeing something in the future, first it came the planning, and after I recognized, oh, I should tell thinking.
No.
The word it is okay
not
when
important. Yeah. Mm. It doesn't even ask you to label.
Okay.
The labeling.
Labeling, like recognizing what is happening. So
oh, that's
recognizing is not labeling.
Naturally is no problem. The car is see la metade.
Tu avlo violas ro tu labeling o tu planning lo ne man ti de so ba so tu planning lo sait ka pyo de pii tu almost sin sa ni de lo pyo a me lo
a lo I say it deep po ne.
Yeah, the mind has a natural when it's doing something, the mind talks about it.
Mm.
Yeah, and that can sound like labeling, but it's not labeling. That mm-hmm. is also thinking, mm-hmm. but that's okay.
This is a nature that
it's like a commenting mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I was asking about that. I don't use when I see what is happening. I don't use thinking, for example, that when I see it. But I give a label for me right in the moment when I see that I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I put like it is a planning or remembering.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
Okay.
No problem. That's
yeah,
normal.
That's okay. Yeah, that's okay. That's like normal. The mind just saying what it's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
that's okay. Yeah.
Okay. And this is all. This was the only question. And I would like to thank you. I'm leaving tomorrow.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
I had a similar question regarding to labeling. Is it that when we recognize something, it's actually not necessary to name it, but sometimes in some techniques it's recommended that saying to yourself what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say it in a word, then you conceptualize actually the experience, no? That's why it's better not to label, or that's my conclusion. Is that right?
That'll be all right. တချို့နွေနေရအဲ label သုံးခိုင်းနေအော
It wasn't supposed to be too close. It's in my way. No, just joking. Chew the microphone. Okay, sorry. So တချို့နေတယ်မှာ label သုံးခိုင်းနေဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့ဒီဟာကို label သုံးလိုက်တော့ကိုကပြင်ညာလိုက်တယ်လीတဲ့ဘာလဲတတ်မှတ်လိုက်တယ်ဆိုတော့အဲ့ဒါကြောင့်တိတ်မသုံးသင့်လို့ तू ထင်တယ်တဲ့အဲ့ဒါ तू အထင်ပဲလားဟုတ်လား
ဒါရောမသုံးတော့ဘူ
း Yeah, he doesn't recommend labeling partly because of this. Yes,
ဒါရောတော့ meaning ရှိတယ် meaning အာရုံပြင်သူကခံစားမှု define မဖြစ်နိုင်ဘူး
Yeah, because there's a meaning, right, when we give a label. But that's when we purposely label, right? Like, say we watch pain and then we call it pain. So the mind keeps thinking it is pain. Yeah, so that sort of artificial labeling he doesn't recommend. But what she's talking about is when the mind just talks about his experience. You can't stop that.
I clearly recognize the difference between one and the other. And I actually can observe in myself after having an experience that my mind after like is digesting it by explaining to itself
the whole
experience.
Right. Yeah,
that's something different for me than labeling. Yeah.
Correct.
ဘာလဲဆိုတော့တိတ်တတ်မှတ်ပြီမှာဒါတော့ စိတ်ကအဲ့လိုရောက်ရောက
်
ရောက်အောင်တွန်းနေတဘော
Yeah
ဒါပေမဲ့လူတွေအဲ့တိတ်များွားအများကြီးဆိုပို့လူမလို့အဲ့လောက်ကြီ
း Yeah one of the reasons that the labeling you know in some techniques they use labeling is because when we use a word it brings the attention to that object so it makes the mind focus better but he says there can be too much of it when it becomes kind of senseless to just keep repeating a word yeah but
And then this is not a question but just something I wanted to share because for me it was quite a discovery and I was used to recognize that my mind is either projecting to the future or going to the past and that's natural. But whenever I discovered that my mind was doing that, I was always taking it, forcing it to come back to the present moment, either to the senses or to the body.
Mm.
And through this week here practicing, I recognized that actually I don't need to do that, that it's actually better for the mind to let it do its work and just recognize that it's either going to future, past, or whatever it does,
yeah.
and it feels much softer for me. I don't need to force my mind into the present moment. And
it is in the present moment.
What?
Wait, let me just tell him. It is in the present moment, I said. Tu a atwe o ti de. Sait ka na ga ba twe twe atait ba twe twe. Tu a yin no so yin twe man ti yin tu a khana ko pyan pyan la de. Aku tu a a lo mnou phe na sait ka tu a lo lou ni de lo pe lou lai de de. Ho na ga ba tu a sa ga long thong na twa twa atait ba twa twa ho
a
ra po po pa de bo le. Tapi pyo da ma sait ka pisu ban tae ni de le.
Sait so yin pisu ban me. A yong lo ti yin pisu ban. Sait lo ti yin pisu ban.
Yeah, he said
When
you
Yeah,
when you know your thoughts, the thoughts, the content might be about the past or the future, but the thought is in the present moment.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, in fact, when you recognize the mind is doing this, when you recognize this is the object, you are in the present moment.
Yeah, now it's clear to me it was just a misunderstanding I had from another kind of practice, which sometimes it's just taught like in that way.
Yeah. yeah.
Stop thinking and come back to the senses, but it's actually not good.
That's not necessary.
Because it goes against the mind. No?
Yeah, it's not necessary. Yeah, yeah. yeah. yeah.
That was...
Saiku shugama suru, daha shugama. Shugama diya.
Yeah, if we want to understand the mind, then we have to observe the mind. So we don't stop the mind, we just see the mind. Yeah. Yeah. Tu alu dhe bo pao la vi re di de ba ma.
Right.
Eya noa ato ta nene.
Eya noa dhuma, tui su jen ne kho ni.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the mind, yeah, do it ma myo leechin lou pi ni da. Myo ma so lo pyan kho khain da.
Yeah. He says that's only necessary for beginners in case they get lost in thought, you know,
yeah.
like always yeah. coming back to the senses, yeah.
So this does help chi nai po kaung.
Yeah. If we gain the skill of actually knowing thinking mind continuously without getting lost in it, that's very useful.
De chou du la xiu min la. Tui le tui de ti le ti ni a tin pe ba de.
Some yogis actually come to the center and ask him, I want to learn how to be thinking and be aware of thinking at the same time. Teach me how. Most people think that if you're aware of thinking mind, it will stop. And that you cannot work, you cannot function in daily life because then how can you function if you can't think, right? But yeah, you can.
Yeah, I also make the discovery that because a few days ago I asked if it's possible to be aware while reading. And it seemed impossible to me. But now I'm slowly starting to be able to observe how the mind works while I'm reading and still being aware as I'm reading. So it's interesting to see that it's you can apply it actually to all activities of the mind.
Focus maloma, focus loma,
Yeah, and he says, you notice how this is possible when you don't focus. If we are focusing too much, then it's not possible to have this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you don't know, you can't
do it.
If you don't know, you can't do it. Yeah. Well,
thank you. That was all. And I also thank, because tomorrow I'm also leaving, so it was very helpful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't do it. You
can't do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, so the sadness is now gone.
Long gone.
Yeah.
Oh, good news.
Yes. Yes.
But maybe new sadness coming.
New news. Yeah. So after that relief, I have been kind of more paying attention or interested in sense pleasures, because now the mind seems to be quite happy, and it finds many sense objects actually quite pleasurable. And I find it that it's actually a very natural habit of mind to do it. I cannot avoid this.
Take up your aura.
Just like, for instance, yesterday in this fancy restaurant we went, there was plenty of different opportunities to watch sense pleasures, and I didn't get overwhelmed by it, but definitely I noticed that the mind automatically, with the good taste, it just enjoys it very much. But the awareness stayed there constantly all the time, watching this process happening. And so my question kind of is, when Sayadaw teaches do not resist or do not follow the object, does this mean actually that just stay with whatever object and stay with the awareness and keep the distance?
Yes, exactly as you said it. He just repeated it. Yes.
So right view,
Once there's right view, he says, then the mind is as though it's stepped back. He says, it's not encouraging the greed, but it is aware of it. Yeah, it's not just like, yeah, letting it run. Yeah.
Yes.
A monk.
So that kind of follow up, which you almost already answered, but so the problem with sense pleasures, I guess the problem is only if the awareness and wisdom is not there. When, in that case, the sense pleasures just make the greed bigger and bigger and bigger, because they are just allowed to run constantly. Is that so?
Because of delusion. Delusion allows them to grow.
But as long as awareness and wisdom are present, then these sense pleasures even become part of the purpose of kind of increasing the good qualities of mind.
Yes. Yes, because they become objects.
Right.
So when we come across sense pleasures, he says, we must have awareness and wisdom. Otherwise, they're going to grow unchecked.
Automatic, right?
Yes.
What about you? You're in this group, right? If you're not ready, pass it to her. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, better. Yeah.
I wanted to ask about a habit of negativity and aversion. Particularly since I've started monastic life, it's got very, very strong. And
you mean the judging mind?
For example, feeling reluctance to do anything at all, even just to stand up or to pick up a glass. I feel the aversion and reluctance to do almost anything. And like a feeling of aversion that's so sensitive, even just a bit of a cold breeze, I feel like aversion towards it.
Malochim.
Sensitive.
Well, it's good to know, he said, although the mind has sort of become super sensitive to them, yeah, to the little indications of them, yeah. The defilements are always there at some subtle level, and he says, you know, and they just, you know, constantly, if they like, they pull, don't like, they push, and, you know, there's this constant thing going on.
23 ma pyo da la kaun na lo chin ne ma kaun na lo nen nen ma ma lo chin da taya la lo
yeah so I mean he said like in the you know the 23 right attitudes or whatever yeah one of the or what is the right attitude to meditation thing there was a the first one it says we if we want only what's what feels good and not nothing of what does not then is that fair Yeah, but all these are just objects. Yeah, and if the mind begins to understand they're objects, both the, you know, whatever is being done or the experience as well as the aversion and so on, he says then the mind becomes more neutral towards
it.
The good thing about knowing the defilements when they're that subtle is that they actually don't get bigger. They're already seen at the subtle level, so they're not actually becoming much more powerful.
Is it possible that I'm making it worse by pushing myself, for example, to practice when the mind really doesn't want to? I make myself walk up and down, and I think, I'll just investigate this, but am I making it worse and building aversion that way?
Possibly. Tu a pyore. Tu a lam. Tu a ma thau chin lo pyora. Da mae takae dan tu a a thau ta, tu a lan shao ta ro ba ro.
A sa ya.
Form form go tu a yu na. A lo tu a ma lou chin ba ne a tin yi tu ko tu lan shao aw lou de. A lo a thau de lo tu a yu ne ro lan shao khai ne thai khai ne. A lo tu ko tu ma chai de sait ti po mwe de lo ma phit.
Push long enough to go attitude phin bia
yeah
lo shout tin lo shout de eh da ma tu taba wa cha le
yeah da ma
lo a lo shout de bo ma lo a ban a tin shout khain ni
yeah
negative ni mya la ma bo
if yeah if you're pushing yourself he says that you could be sending because practice is not about walking or sitting right practice is just about being aware so then the point is more about whether you should walk or should sit or should rest or should anything, but you should be aware for sure, you know. So he says, but that you need to use your own wisdom, but don't force yourself. Don't, you know. Yeah. If you feel like walking, you know, then he says, then maybe you haven't walked at all and you feel you should walk. Then you need to maybe adjust your attitude, like it's good for circulation or something, or balance.
Yeah,
or
I told you, shout out, whoa.
Yeah, and no matter what you do, you're still being aware. Yeah, you're okay. Still meditating.
I think maybe it sounds like I could try being more flexible and less prescriptive,
yeah.
Less of an idea about how much to do formal practice.
Yeah, and there's just no formal practice in his practice. It's always practice. There's no formal and informal. Tu a pyo re tu a ho tu ko tu da ne flexible phit tin ne bo le tu a ho banana ta ni banana ai blau formal practice lo tin le lo tu sait the ma shi tu pyo pyo u sit ma formal informal ma shi ta chain lo a tho a ma lo
a tho chain ma shi
yeah for him it's only time to meditate there's no other time
thank you very
yeah
much.
Okay
chi da ma kaung ne lu de blo lo ma
lai ma saung nai ne lu blo if someone couldn't walk what would they do but they can meditate
Yeah, some people limp. Yeah, some people
limp and stuff like that, so it's fine. Just, okay. Thank
you.
Yeah. Set yourself free.
Damn it, the cool idea. That's a chin and lover.
But he says, watch out for the difference between the aversion to being forced and then the greed to indulge, right? Mm. So just explore. Yeah, and again, not prescribing, but actually observing to learn. Yeah.
ชื่อมันจ้างฉินน่ะตัวตะตาฉินลูกเปลี่ยนมั้งลูกมันเลิกฉินปีนน่ะ
กูหลอกก็ไอ้เหล่าจีไม่หูถึงน่ะ
ขึ้นไหนเนี่ยกูปกติจะยิง
ยิงหละตาญิง
ล่ะไอ้เหล่ามันกอง
Yeah so the desire for the mind to just be quiet
this is never yaw daw
Yeah to just have peace all the time that can tend towards he says laziness or just indulgence yeah so
တရားထုတ်ရင်တော်ချမ်းသာခြင်းလို့အထုတ်တာဖြစ်နေတယ
် he says
အမှန်ကတကယ်နောက်ပိုင်းကျရင်တရားထုတ်တာချမ်းသာတဲ့ချမ်းသာကြီးပဲမဟုတ်တော
့ remember that
ခံစားမှုတွေကနောက်ဆိုးလာလိမ့်မယ
် the purpose of meditation is not peace yeah the purpose of meditation is learning and in the process he says some of the experiences can be quite not peaceful yeah so we need to have a different idea that it's not peace
because
if the mind wants peace it's going to have more trouble facing those times so yeah
difficulty တွေအဲ့ဒီမကောင်းတဲ့ခံစားမှုတွေကိုတော့ကြည့်တဲ့စိတ်ကဥပေက္ခနဲ့ကြည့်နိုင်ဖို့အရေးကြီးတယ
် the ability to actually face difficult times with a balanced mind with a neutral mind equanimous he says is actually much more importantYeah so the equanimity with all
unpleasant sensation line do aversion la bi unpleasant sensation line do equanimity la da na na le ma ya
he says right now our automatic reactions are that if something is unpleasant we have aversion he says what we're trying to get to is that there's unpleasant sensation and we are equanimous and we can only do that by actually watching aversion learning about itand then you know going from the extremes towards the middle way
okay yeah.
So a couple of days ago I realized that we can using this practice recognize the guilt as a defilement
as an object
as an object right yes but through all right so you're right so the aversion to something through the guilt, we can recognize it as a defilement, and then the guilt may decrease. It's the feeling goes away.
Okay.
Right?
The guilt got tiro. Yeah.
And I've understood that this is...
Why is it that when you know it that way, it becomes less and goes away?
Because of understanding, because at that time I understood that I didn't do anything bad. It was, at this time I was able to understand.
Not the understanding of the nature of what is happening. Tu ba ma so ra ma lo phu lo, na le lo tu a guilty ma pi ta. Chabiro a, pi te hao.
No, I, well it was, you know, this.
Na le lo ro ho de, na le ma ve tu a, tu yo tu a ra, na le lo yo tu a ra, tu ku ku lo na le, na le.
Well, something is understood, whatever it is.
No, sorry, I just, yes, something was understood, but I just, you know, the small something was...
microphone
that it's you know when you think of it it's quite serious I mean I've understood that my former sense of morality was dependent on those emotions on aversion and all defilements and judgment because when you have no awareness the only way we don't kill each other is because of defilements because they steer the judgments.
I'm not agreeing with this. I'm sorry, even without asking the
teacher. Sorry, okay, yeah, yes, this is something, yes, this is like...
You're forgetting that the mind is both defilement and wholesome. And if something is steering morality, it can't be the defilement, it must be the wholesome.
Yes, because this, I mean, not real morality, but what we call morality in this world.
And even then, the mind has wholesome.
Now you're doing myani lalu.
Yeah, Seattle thinks that you think too much.
It's too complex for me to understand. Now,
you're
a babiole. You know what? 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 You know what?တီလာလို့ပြောမှာဆိုရင်ကောင်းတဲ့စိတ်လို့ပဲပြောမှာပေါ့မကောင်းတဲ့စိတ်နဲ့တီလာထိနေလို့အမြဲကြီးပြောလို့မရဘူ
း in some situations when you have no awareness
ထိနေတီလာလေတော့
and because of those mechanisms that defilement is actually the the mechanism in our brain that when we have some strong emotions, we learn, we acquire new judgment or aversion, right? Mm-hmm. And then we, so when we, during some emotional events, when we
I must stop you now. Do you do? Yeah, I mean, but so to atomo jump beyond Ramo, to Sinza Rehau, to Shimpian.
Oh, Mira, Sinza or Miramo, no? The wow, do it out. Oh, I'll tell you later.
To Maram, local, so brought to Eraja.
Oh, the Greco can teach him. Anale Mupit Les or a man, and Recurrent Patello, the Ditame, have you the cuckoo diploma, Nale Lenya Pian?
So Seattle says when he asks a question like why did the defilement go away, the understanding, I mean, and your answer was that, you know, because you didn't do anything wrong, so that's why.
Some wisdom, I think.
Okay,
but there's a
regret.
But what he's talking about is understanding the nature of the emotion at that time, understanding the nature, and I can say it in words, but. He's talking about an insight, and when you have an insight, then when you understand what this is for what it is, then it goes away, because it's understood for what it is. Yeah, but yeah.
Right, I agree. Okay. So, but of course.
Okay, no need to explain anything more. Go on to what else you have experienced. Yeah.
No,
we don't want to go into the philosophical discussion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this, the reason why I say it is that because of this, I was worried that I don't know how to act, and this, and I have understood that what we are doing here is very serious, and you have to understand it better if you want to go all the way, because it's serious. Because if you start acting in a new way, you have to be sure that this is good, and not just because you believe that someone is wise and he is telling it to you.
Right. Tu abjore, di ma tu baloti la lesera ero ho.
So
it's not awareness alone, it's wisdom. It's when you have wisdom that you can tell the difference between right and wrong. Good or bad, future and past, cause and effect, and other and yourself other. In the conceptual world, yeah.
Perhaps, but you know, when you are saying this to me, I have to believe you. You understand, right?
Yes, but you have to know it experientially. Yes. So wisdom must be experiential. Yes, that's what he's saying.
That's what I didn't understand it yet, but I decided to myself that whatever I do, however I act, I have to understand first before
right,
I do
right.
it.
Yes. For you,
yes.
for me, good
for
idea.
Yourself,
for
that's
me.
Right.
And it was
all experience.
Yes. Because this is, I mean, this is really important.
It's the most
important thing.
Yeah.
And
all right. I don't know where the detail is.
Yes, and that's why we have to be aware, mindful, so that wisdom, our own wisdom, can arise. Yeah.
Not
just because we read or listen or think about it.
But experientially.
But because we know what's happening clearly and understanding arises.
So I think this decision provoked some consequences because it was somewhat strong. So I've had some experiences. I've had a glimpse of the fact that we are one awareness, and and because my understanding was limited, it caused some suffering.
Tua, ero di ha ye chile soro tu nene na le ro tu ato mu nene piang ne lam tiu. Piro tu na le ral malau lo re tu nene
Yes, when we have not enough understanding, suffering is ever present.
Yes, unfortunately. So I think if I would be wiser and I would be more mindful, it maybe wouldn't happen. But now, yeah.
That's right.
So later, because it was difficult, I felt that I have nothing at all, and I had to find out what do I have that it's real, because I was like, you know, alone in and blind in the thunderstorm in the wood and without any senses.
Tuma ke kapita koma nyama shi de lo o yasi akan lo ba bo ho amao ni de ma ba badwara ma ma shi bene ko wa light sha ni de lo ba a lo myo tu ma nya ma shi de bo a lo myo tu sin za de
ma tha ta ku ma tha ba nyan shi la bi so ye ko ye sait de ya khan za si si ya ma sin ya lo sin ya de sait de yot twa ma da da thong na ma.
One clear indication of any wisdom that arises is that wisdom always gives us some freedom from that which is understood.
Free from suffering. Yeah.
From the before?
Yeah, whenever we understand something, mm-hmm. he says then whatever it was that we understand, before if it made us suffer, now we will be free from the suffering. Mm-hmm. Wisdom has that effect of freeing us from suffering.
Yes. But I didn't understand it and
in degrees.
I still couldn't rely on any beliefs that I had because mm-hmm.
you can't hang on to anything.
The only skill I really acquired was this you know, looking at object and seeing whether it's real or not. That it's object, right?
That's real.
Right, and then I knew that this thing, I know for sure that it works because I used it. So so then I looked at. I looked at you know the 23 points in my mind mm-hmm. of right attitude as an object, and it disappeared as an object. But what stayed was right attitude that I had, so I knew that it's real.
Tu a belo pyo le ti da ai right attitude 23 chek ko tu a ayon lo yu de ai ayon lo yu ro de pyao wa de da mae ba chan lo le so tu sait ka the bottom ma ma
chan khe de wo
tha nai
ayon pyao wa de lo ma le da mae da ai the bottom ba da pha bi ai the bottom la ma le
yeah so
budura shi la bo no sait ma
yeah. I don't know whether you would call taking the 23 objects as an the 23 points as an
the concept.
Okay.
The concept,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
That, you know, like my I was sure that I wouldn't use it as a defilement, as a judgment, right? Because sometimes we've heard something and then we act because we've heard something, but we don't understand that this is true. This is judgment. This is a delusion.
You know, judgment and let don't be in here. I love you all that.
Sorry, repeat that. Sometimes we've heard
so
something and
if we don't act according to what
No, just repeat that sentence. When something.
If we heard something from someone
yes.
and then judge situation or someone else according to
what you heard, that's delusion, right?
That's delusion,
yes,
right?
So right. Because you don't really know.
So
yes.
I had to be sure that I'm not delusional
yes.
by acting regarding what I've learned here, right?
Right.
Okay.
So ko chabu lo ko yong ne so ra thin na ba shi ya da moha ba shi tu a lo moha ne lout da ma hout da phit pho a ye chi de ba okay.
And then I knew that I have two things mm-hmm. that I really have awareness and
have
I have
think,
this
have to
skill.
Practice. Yeah.
Sorry?
Have to practice. Yeah.
But he's just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is just please forgive me, but because this is important for me. But and then I've seen that I have this awareness a little bit and the skill, and it seems that it's not enough in this darkness. where I had some senses, but I didn't know how to use them, like new senses. So I had to look really everywhere inside for something that would help me.
Mm-hmm.
And I found I found that it really helps if I think about good people I met, and I understood that this is my love, that it's that I feel, and then I looked at the love and looked at the awareness, and I've understood that they are the same.
ဒီဟာဘယ်လိုသုံးရမလဲသဘောပေါ့လေနည်းနည်းလေးပဲရှိရဆိုတော့သူအဲ့တော့သူတခုသုံးတယ်တဲ့သူဘဝမှာကောင်းတဲ့လူတွေကိုစဉ်းစားတယ်သူတို့ဘဝမှာသူချစ်ခင်တဲ့စိတ်ရှိတယ်အဲ့ဒီချစ်ခင်တဲ့စိတ်နဲ့ဒီတတိနဲ့ကြည့်ရင်အဲ့ဒါအထူးထူပဲလို့သူပြောတာဟုတ်ပါရပါလေဒါကောင်းတဲ့စိတ်ပဲဒါပါတော့ဒါပြဿနာတော့မဟုတ်ပါโอเคโอเค
and
I don't know, well there are other things but maybe I don't know whether I should say everything.
Okay. Yeah.
My questions, they pick up a little bit on what some people have already asked.
Yeah.
But one thing was when I notice my mind making little judgments or likes, dislikes, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So obviously, you try and catch it, and you sort of just observe it, and you see it, you're slightly sort of detached from it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm asking really is that, can one actually get to a state somehow where those little judgments, those things, they don't come up?
At all?
Well, or much less,
much
let's
less.
Say.
Okay.
Hmm?
Because, I mean, one thing is catching the thought,
yeah,
realizing it,
yeah,
sort of not attaching to it,
mm-hmm,
but obviously that sort of
requires... Are you trying not to attach to it?
Well, of course. I mean, as soon as you realize, obviously it's easier not to attach to the negative ones than to the positive ones. Let's say, I mean, if you see something beautiful, you attach yourself to it more easily, I find, than something that's sort of a negative judgment about somebody or, you know, as an example.
Right, yeah.
So,
my question about trying not to attach, are you actively trying to make yourself not attach? Or does it just happen naturally because you know it?
Well, when you catch the thought...
You find the mind, the attachment falls away, or the pushing and pulling falls away?
Well, yes, it does, once you've recognized it.
Okay, okay.
But now, obviously, we're in a situation where in a retreat, we're sort of trying to practice. Do this practice, but for everyday life, mm-hmm, obviously you are in situations where maybe you're more busy with things, and so you have to try. I mean, what I'm saying is, it is the way through practice to actually become for those negative thoughts not to sort of come up so much.
When there's insight. You know, and insight arises because we're mindful, we're aware of what is happening as it is, we're neither trying to change the experience, you know, we're not trying to do anything to it, we're just seeing what is happening as we watch it. And when insights arise about the nature of what is happening, either the nature of, the awareness or the object, the nature of the defilement itself or the wholesome itself, whatever we understand, when something is understood, it helps to let go a little bit of that that which it is grasping. And you have to have lots of insights, and that can eventually lead to, when there's a lot of insight, when there's a lot more wisdom.
Depend on the understanding level.
And depending on how strong the insight is and how often you have it, he says, then it will sort of defang the defilement slowly. Yeah, so...
So that means that it may not come up so much.
If it's understood to the degree that it can prevent a defilement, then the defilement will be less. Yeah, something that's very strongly understood, then that doesn't come up anymore, but some things might still come
up.
For example, if you understand cause and effect very clearly, and then the mind knows what the cause is so clearly that it doesn't allow the cause to come up anymore, then the effect will not come up, for example. Yeah, for example, if the conditions for certain reactions are no longer present, then that reaction cannot arise anymore. Internally, yeah, not external circumstances, but internal factors. Someone who understands, for example, dosa very, very well.
Dosa.
Anger.
Yeah.
Anger, aversion, sadness, fear, ill will, the whole gamut, yeah. Somebody who understands aversion very well, or dosa very well, he says, then even if you ask the person, and maybe it's only one family, like anger only, yeah, and if they understand that very, very, very well, everything about it, cause and effect, effects, beneficial or not, etc., he says, then it can come to the point where the person, even if you tell the person you should be angry about something, the person says, really, it's not worth it being angry at all. There's two ways that when we watch the defilements that they will go away. One is that you watch it quite actively. And because you're very active with the awareness, the mind isn't able to think about the thing that is triggering the defilement. And that helps the mind to calm down. And because the thoughts are not allowed to go, because the thoughts really feed the defilements.